My goal today is to put you in a special category, which not many are in. My goal is to move you to the 10% category, because if I can get you there, I can get you some extra help on what God has already done for you. How many want more miracles happening in their lives? They can have that. And it's as simple as saying, thank you, God. Our 260 journey leads us to Luke 17, where we read about an amazing miracle, then an even more amazing response. Someone got more than what they asked for. This is Luke 17, 11 through 19. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Let's read that last part from the Message version. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful he couldn't thank him enough. One leper said thank you, and something happened. He got more than what he asked for. Being grateful will separate you from the group. Not many people say thanks, from the cashier at Walgreens to the drive-through worker at Dairy Queen, to a supervisor at a job. The leper went from receiving healing to getting one more thing by just saying, thank you, Jesus. Something happened physically and spiritually to him. 10 lepers were healed. 9 went on their way. That's 90%. 1 returned with thanksgiving. That's the 10%. Which group are you in? We are quick to pray, but slow to praise. I want to help you get to the elite 10%. As we move you from the majority to the powerful minority, keep these words and phrases from our verses in mind. Here are the words: realized, shouting gratitude, healed, and saved. First, realized. The realization is the wake-up call. God deserves your gratitude. One day you realize that what you received is not by accident, not by your own doing. Jesus asked, where are the 9? God was asking what he already knew the answer to. He says about us, where are the 9 whom I've given life to, provision to, healing to, a house to, breath, health, a vacation, a job, even a new child? They have thanked everyone, God says, except me today. In his book, Life Together, theologian and pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, only he who gives thanks for little things receives big things. We prevent God from giving us the great spiritual gifts he has in store for us because we do not give thanks for the daily gifts. If you want to be part of the 10%, wake up to the realization that God deserves your gratitude. Here's the second one, shouting gratitude. Go big every day with your thank yous. Author Gladys Brownin Stern said, silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone. True gratitude is vocal and focused. Luke says the leper was glorifying God with a loud voice. You realize not only who it came from, but you want others to know who the who is in the story. Gratitude goes the extra mile. Consider what the leper did. He turned around. He came back. He shouted and he kneeled at his feet. Poet George Herbert says it best. Thou hast given so much to me. Give me one more thing, a grateful heart. And finally, he was healed and saved. Thank you gets God's attention, and it makes God want to do more for you. The leper was healed and saved. 9 got healed on the outside. 1 got healed both on the outside and the inside. 1 thank you from a leper got him a lot of extra. Gratitude opens the door for you to get more than you've asked for. As Stephen Furtick once said, you can't be grateful for something you feel entitled to. So let's stop today, enter the elite 10%, and thank God for all that he's done.